The Romantic Dinner, a survival guide. Ah, the romantic dinner. Fancy restaurant, candlelight tete-a-tete, strolling violinists, elaborate food you wouldn't let your buddies see you eating at painful prices. More strolling violinists. Ill-fitting tie, stalled conversation, the sudden need to burp, just you and your sweetie in an emotional bear trap ready to snap. This isn't the way it has to be or should be, but this is the fear. Yes, there's something about the romantic dinner that just seems fated to go badly. Partly it's the weight of doing something out of your ordinary routine, something probably expensive and unfamiliar and high stakes and contrived. So the pressure builds. You must have a good time. And it builds to the point where you really can't have a good time. Which is a damn shame for several reasons. A, it's just dinner, and dinner involves eating and drinking, which we've learned are fun. And B, women do not like to have their bubble burst. And finally, C, it just doesn't have to be this way. The thing to remember is, it's just you and your date. Do not be intimidated by the situation, by the large volumes of extraneous silverware, or the pressure to suddenly exude the charm of George Clooney. Try to relax and enjoy yourself. Barring that, learn to fake it. Sure, we'd all rather be sucking back beers and watching the game, or figure skating, as the case may be. Odds are, so would she. Maybe with someone else. But the romantic dinner is an inescapable fact of the mating life, so you might as well learn how to avoid some of the pitfalls. Don't order for her. Enough said. Unless she's hoarse from berating you on the way over for not asking for directions, let her do her own talking. If you don't know anything about wine, don't make a big deal about this. Don't sweat at the sight of the wine list or weep at the prices. Be cool. It's just a beverage. A beverage that increases the chances that she will laugh at your jokes. And if you do happen to have an encyclopedic knowledge of wine, keep it to yourself. She doesn't want a lecture at dinner and will be much more impressed with effortless interaction with the sommelier and a quick return to paying attention to her. Remember, she's what you're there for. Keep your eye on the prize. If you do drink a lot of wine, sooner or later you're going to come across a bottle that was spoiled in storage. 99 times out of 100, if you alert your server to your concerns, he'll be gracious about it and immediately procure another bottle. That said, most people who send stuff back to the kitchen are usually just doing it because they want to make a scene. However, if something does go terribly wrong, if someone is rude to you or none of your...